Good afternoon, Setter fans, and welcome to the first ever installment of the Pace Athletics Hall of Fame Spotlight Podcast. My name is Jim Sheehan, and I'm the Director of Athletic Communications here at Pace, and this will be the first of five podcasts where I'll talk with each member of the 2018 Pace Athletics Hall of Fame ahead of the induction ceremony on April 26th at the Willow Ridge Country Club in Harrison, New York. Today, we welcome Jody Hill. First off, Jody, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a great honor.
All right, yeah, you mentioned the honor. You are a part of the class of 2018 Pace Athletics Hall of Fame. Why don't you just run me through kind of how you found out that you earned this accolade, I suppose, and what were your first thoughts?
I received a phone call from the athletic director, and it just said to, give him a call back at my convenience. So I wasn't really sure what it was regarding, so I called him back as soon as I could. And he gave me the great news and said that there was a meeting and people had voted and I was the next inductee to the Hall of Fame. And I was just blown away. I mean, it's such a great honor to be surrounded with such great athletes and former players who were inducted into the Hall of Fame. I had the luxury of playing with two of them, and I just think it's a tremendous feeling and honor, and I'm just humbled by it.
You mentioned you played with two other Hall of Famers. That kind of brings me to my first, question is, you guys had some great success when you were here. You won an ECAC title, you made it to the Sweet 16 of NCAAs. It was quite the run. What kind of stands out most to you when you look back on, your 4 years?
Yeah, well, like you said, that year was just tremendous. We had a tremendous amount of talent. Having the honor to play with two great players such as Rebecca Hansen at the time and Ginny Ziogas at the time, and now they're in the Hall of Fame as well. It's just with a great coaching staff and all the great players we got to play with, it was just kind of fun and easy to go out and continue our winning tradition from Pace. It was almost like we stepped foot on the court, and the amount of respect we had in each other and the belief we had in each other, it was almost like we knew and expected to win every game we played. And I think that's just a credit to everybody on our team gave such a great effort and great impact all the way down the bench. I think we were just blessed with a ton of talent for that year especially.
You talk about the coaches, Coach Seymour, Carey, I think as many people know her. Talk about, she's still, obviously still here. When you look back, her coaching you and now, through the years, I think, you've obviously stayed in touch. What things do you really think about when you think of Carey?
I couldn't have been happier to have her come in to the program. After my sophomore year, I was recruited by Coach Allison Jones, actually, who I had a lot of respect for, and she was one of the reasons I chose to come to Pace. And then to get the devastating news that she was transferring to go to a D1 college was a little disheartening to me, but being blessed with somebody like Carey Seymour to come in and take over the head coaching position, we couldn't have gotten any luckier than we did. She's a tremendous coach. I'm not surprised she's still with the program, and I hope she's with the program for many years to come. She just does a solid job year in and year out. She really kept our program. She's a huge part of our success and the reason we win, both offensively, defensively. She just taught the best strategies. She let us play to our strengths. When the running game was there, we ran. When we needed to set up in a half-court set, she had great sets for us, and she just knew what our team was comprised of, got the shooters the ball, got the ball inside to our 6'4 center and Rebecca, and it was a lot of fun, and she's a huge reason for that.
It's certainly nice to have a 6'4 center, yes.
Absolutely.
You had, very good career. I just kind of rattle off some numbers for you. You started every single game while you were at Pace, which is still the most ever in program history. You're tops on the assist list. You know, one thing I really want to talk about is the assist numbers. You have 117 more assists than any other player in school history, which is just an unbelievable statistic. Did you kind of pride yourself on, you know, sharing the ball and getting your teammates involved?
I mean, I absolutely did. That's, to me, that's the best part of being a point guard, is creating for your teammates. And I had so many talented players who could put the ball in the hoop. It made it easy to just dish them with the confidence that they were going to finish. I mean, there's so many players I can name who are reasons for all of those assists, including, you know, Beth Finn shooting the three-point shot. And like I said, Ginny and Rebecca especially being the scoring threats that they were. But yeah, that was one of my things always growing up in high school. Everybody was said I was a 2,000-point scorer in high school. But my pride was always the assists. I just love to get my teammates involved and creating and dishing the ball off. And I feel like that's what gets your team going. Everybody says the point guard should be like the firecracker on the team and creating shots for others. And that's just what I tried to do. And everybody kind of gets the credit for putting the ball in the hoop, I would say.
To backtrack just a second, you mentioned, you know, obviously you talked about the your other Hall of Fame teammates and other teammates. Have you kind of heard from people about the news of you making the Hall of Fame?
Yes, I reached out. I mean, a couple of people had reached out to me, Dinah Jowers and Heather Pizzurro, Liz Brandefine. So I had a couple of people reach out to me, including Rebecca. I saw a couple of players, Jen DiMaggio, for one, at the Pace game against Bentley we all attended just recently. So it was great to see everybody, and everybody was very, had a lot of nice things to say in their congratulations. So that felt nice, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's great to, you know, staying in touch with people. You know, I think we talk about kind of the on-the-court stuff from your time at Pace, but what do you think, you know, what do you think you learned as your experience here that kind of helped you as you, you know, move forward kind of when you went into the kind of the real world?
Right. I think, I'm going to tell you, I think college is probably the best thing for any kid, is to live on campus and try to figure it out and become an adult. And I've made some of my best friendships in college, and I think it just really taught me, first of all, I'm a high school coach now, so I coach in New Jersey. I've been coaching high school basketball for over 20 years, and the one thing I try to instill in my players is when they're thinking about going to college is definitely get that opportunity to live on campus, because there's nothing like it. The relationships you form are just last a lifetime, and Pace has given me so many memories with my own family. My mom and dad used to come to every game. Just the maturity level it has given me, learning to become a coach from what Coach Seymour has brought to the table, and you try to take bits and pieces of everything she has dedicated and taught me, and I take from that and try to instill some of those philosophies into my players. So, I mean, everything. I've gotten an education degree at Pace. It was tremendous. I've been teaching for, math for over 20 years, coaching basketball for over 20 years. And I just thank Pace for everything that they've given me and taught me throughout the years.
It's interesting. I didn't realize you were a coach, but I suppose as a point guard, it makes sense that you went transitioned into coaching. Now, I was talking to Jackie Bird, a fellow Hall of Famer in this class. She was a little bit nervous about giving a speech at the event. Do you share those thoughts, or are you ready to go?
Well, I would say I used to be extremely shy, and I was like a little late bloomer, I would say. Growing up, those things didn't come too naturally to me. But I guess over the years as a teacher and a coach, and I've given a lot of speeches, I'm not going to say I'm not nervous at all, but it's become a lot easier for me, so it probably won't be terrible. I'm just very excited and humbled, so I'd like to thank a lot of people and take that opportunity to not sound like a total schmuck when I'm up there, but hopefully be all right.
Yes, probably not terrible is definitely something that, you know, that's the confidence we need. Final question, I suppose. You mentioned you were at the alumni game this year. Have you been trying, kept close eye on the program, stayed in touch with people throughout the years?
Well, I'll be honest, it's tough to get to the games being a head coach because we have so many games the same times. Pace has so many games, but the few Saturdays I had off, I tried to get up there this year, especially. So I do follow online all the time. Every week I'm on there trying to look at schedules and see how we're doing and who we're beating and how the team's looking. I'm very invested and still 100% dedicated to Pace and so happy for Carrie that she's doing so well. And I do follow. I wish I could get to more games, but every year I try to get to at least one or so. I reach out to Carrie now and then, talk to some of the alumni and fellow teammates, so we still keep relationships, but we play a 26 game schedule at high schools and then states, and it's tough with conflicts, but I do try to get there when I can.
Yeah, no, that's great. I definitely share those sentiments. Working in sports is tough to get to other sports, I think.
Yeah.
It's certainly,
and
yeah.
And I also have three little kids at home,
yes,
who are involved in their sports, so it's like, woo,
yes,
life can get a little nutty.
I'm sure. All right, well, that's great. Thank you. Thanks again for joining me. As we mentioned, April 26th, the class of 2018 will be officially inducted into the Pace Athletics Hall of Fame. Jody, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.